Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the demands of life? Torn between your responsibilities and your desire to grow spiritually? What if I told you there's a way to find perfect balance, unshakable peace, and true fulfillment? Today, I will explore the profound truth behind putting God over everything. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine a skilled tightrope walker, gracefully balancing on a thin wire high above the ground. The crowd below watches in awe, wondering how such a feat is possible. The secret lies not in the walker's strength or agility, but in their unwavering focus on a fixed point ahead. This fixed point provides stability, guidance, and confidence, allowing the walker to navigate the precarious path with ease. In the same way, when we fix our gaze upon God, making Him our ultimate priority, we find the stability and guidance we need to navigate life's challenges. As the scripture tells us, it says in Matthew 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Let us now look at three powerful perspectives on putting God over everything that will revolutionize your faith and transform your life. Number one, the power of divine alignment. My friends, let's explore the profound impact of aligning our lives with God's will. When we put God first, we tap into a source of wisdom and strength beyond our human capabilities. This alignment isn't about perfection, but about consistently seeking God's guidance in all areas of our lives. Imagine you're a ship navigating through treacherous waters. Without a compass, you'd be at the mercy of unpredictable currents and hidden dangers. But with a reliable compass, you can navigate safely to your destination. God is our spiritual compass, guiding us through life's challenges and uncertainties. When we prioritize our relationship with Him, we gain clarity and direction. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, we find this powerful reminder: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." These verses emphasize the importance of surrendering our own limited understanding to God's infinite wisdom. By acknowledging Him in all our ways, we invite His guidance into every aspect of our lives. This doesn't mean we become passive or neglect our responsibilities. On the contrary, putting God first empowers us to live with greater purpose and effectiveness. When we align ourselves with God's will, we begin to see opportunities we might have otherwise missed. We develop a heightened sense of discernment, able to distinguish between what's truly important and what's merely urgent. Our decisions become guided by eternal principles rather than fleeting emotions or circumstances. This alignment also brings a deep sense of peace and contentment. In Philippians 4, verse 7, we're promised, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This peace isn't dependent on external conditions, but flows from our connection with God. It sustains us through life storms and gives us strength in times of weakness. Putting God first also transforms our relationships. As we grow in our love for God, we become better equipped to love others. We learn to see people through God's eyes with compassion and grace. This shift in perspective can heal broken relationships and deepen meaningful connections. In 1 John 4 verse 19, we're reminded, we love him because he first loved us. As we experience God's love, we're filled with a love that overflows to those around us. This love becomes the foundation for all our interactions, creating a ripple effect of positivity in our communities. Moreover, aligning with God's will gives us the courage to face life's challenges. We no longer rely solely on our own strength, but draw from an infinite source of power. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, God assures us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God."
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This promise reminds us that we're never alone in our struggles. When we put God first, we can face any obstacle with confidence, knowing he is by our side. Prioritizing God also brings a shift in our perspective on success and failure. We begin to measure our lives not by worldly standards, but by our faithfulness to God's calling. This frees us from the pressure of constantly comparing ourselves to others or chasing after temporary achievements. Instead, we find fulfillment in living out God's purpose for our lives. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God declares, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." When we align ourselves with God's thoughts and plans, we tap into a future filled with hope and purpose. Putting God first also cultivates a spirit of gratitude in our lives. We become more aware of God's blessings, both big and small. This attitude of thankfulness transforms our outlook, helping us find joy even in difficult circumstances. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, we're instructed, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." As we prioritize our relationship with God, gratitude becomes a natural response to his goodness. Lastly, aligning with God's will gives us a sense of eternal perspective. We begin to see our lives in the context of God's bigger story. This perspective helps us make decisions that have lasting impact, not just temporary gain. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, we're encouraged, "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." By putting God first, we invest in what truly matters for eternity. Number 2, overcoming worldly distractions. My dear friends, our modern lives are filled with constant noise, demands, and temptations that can easily pull us away from our spiritual priorities. But when we commit to putting God over everything, we develop the strength to resist these distractions and stay on course. Think of your attention as a precious resource, like water in a desert. Just as a wise traveler carefully rations their water supply, we must be intentional about how we allocate our attention. When we prioritize God, we ensure that our most valuable resource is directed towards what truly matters. In Matthew 6, verse 21, Jesus teaches us, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This verse reminds us that what we value most will naturally capture our attention and shape our actions. By consciously choosing to treasure our relationship with God above all else, we align our hearts with His will. One practical way to overcome worldly distractions is by establishing a daily routine of seeking God. This might involve setting aside time for prayer, reading scripture, or simply sitting in God's presence. In Psalm 5, verse 3, we see an example of this commitment. "My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." By starting our day with God, we set the tone for everything that follows. We create a spiritual anchor that helps us stay grounded when distractions arise. Another key to overcoming distractions is learning to practice mindfulness in God's presence. This means being fully present in each moment, aware of God's constant companionship. In Psalm 16, verse 8, we're encouraged, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." This perspective helps us filter out unnecessary noise and focus on what truly matters. It's also important to recognize that distractions often come in the form of good things that demand too much of our attention. Career success, relationships, hobbies, these can all be blessings, but they shouldn't take precedence over our relationship with God. In Luke 10, verses 41 to 42, Jesus gently corrects Martha. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." This passage reminds us to choose the good part, sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to His word. Sometimes, overcoming distractions requires us to make difficult choices and set clear boundaries. This might mean saying no to certain activities or commitments that pull us away from our spiritual priorities. In Hebrews 12, verse 1, we're encouraged, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." By intentionally laying aside anything that hinders our spiritual growth, we free ourselves to run our race with focus and determination. Technology, while beneficial in many ways, can be one of the biggest sources of distraction in our lives. Constant notifications, social media, and endless entertainment options can easily consume our time and attention. To combat this, we need to be intentional about our technology use. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, Paul writes, "All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." This principle can guide us in using technology wisely, ensuring it serves us rather than controls us. Another powerful strategy for overcoming distractions is to surround ourselves with like-minded believers. When we connect with others who prioritize God, we create a supportive environment that reinforces our commitment. Hebrews 10, verse 24, encourages us. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. By fostering relationships that inspire and challenge us spiritually, we strengthen our resolve to keep God first. It's also crucial to remember that overcoming distractions is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. We'll face new challenges and temptations daily, but each time we choose God over worldly distractions, we grow stronger. In James 4, verse 8, we're promised, "Draw near to God and He will draw near to you." This verse assures us that as we consistently choose to focus on God, He responds by drawing closer to us. Lastly, let's not forget the power of gratitude in helping us overcome distractions. When we cultivate a thankful heart, we become more aware of God's presence and blessings in our lives. This awareness naturally draws our focus back to Him. Colossians 3, verse 17 instructs us, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." By approaching every task and interaction with gratitude, we transform even mundane activities into opportunities for worship. My friends, as we practice these strategies, we'll find ourselves increasingly able to put God over everything. The distractions of this world will lose their power as we fix our eyes on the eternal. Let's commit to this journey together, supporting and encouraging one another as we strive to keep God at the center of our lives. And number three, living a God-centered life. My friends, let us explore what it truly means to live a life centered on God. This isn't about perfection or following a set of rigid rules. It's about allowing God's love and wisdom to permeate every aspect of our existence. When we put God over everything, we experience a profound transformation that impacts how we think, feel, and act. Imagine your life as a beautiful tapestry. Each thread represents a different aspect of your existence, your relationships, work, hobbies, and personal growth. When we put God at the center, He becomes the unifying theme that weaves all these threads together into a stunning masterpiece. In Colossians 1, verse 17, we're reminded, "And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist." This verse beautifully illustrates how God holds everything in our lives together. Living a God-centered life begins with surrendering our will to His. This doesn't mean we lose our identity or become passive. Rather, it means aligning our desires with God's perfect plan for us. In Galatians 2, verse 20, Paul expresses this profound truth. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." This surrender leads to a life of true freedom and purpose. A God-centered life is characterized by continuous growth and transformation. We're not meant to remain stagnant in our faith, but to constantly mature and develop. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, we're assured, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. As we focus on God, we're gradually changed to reflect His character more clearly. Living with God at the center also means approaching our daily tasks and responsibilities with a new perspective. Even the most mundane activities can become acts of worship when done for God's glory. Colossians 3, verse 23 encourages us, "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men." This attitude transforms our work, chores, and interactions into opportunities to honor God. A God-centered life is marked by love, both for God and for others. As we grow in our relationship with God, we're filled with His love, which naturally overflows to those around us. In 1 John 4, verse 7, we're instructed, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God." This love becomes the driving force behind our actions and decisions. Putting God over everything also means trusting Him in times of uncertainty and difficulty. When challenges arise, our first instinct should be to turn to God for guidance and strength. Proverbs 16, verse 3 assures us, "Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established." This trust allows us to face life's ups and downs with peace and confidence. A God-centered life is characterized by joy that transcends circumstances. This isn't a fleeting happiness based on external factors, but a deep-seated joy rooted in our relationship with God. In Nehemiah 8, verse 10, we're reminded, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." This joy becomes our source of resilience and hope, even in difficult times. Living with God at the center also means being good stewards of all He's entrusted to us. This includes our time, talents, resources, and relationships. In 1 Peter 4, verse 10, we're instructed, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." By managing these gifts wisely, we honor God and bless others. A God-centered life is marked by a passion for sharing the good news of Jesus with others. My friends, as we experience God's love and grace, we naturally want others to know Him too. In Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus commands us, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." This doesn't necessarily mean becoming a full-time missionary, but rather letting our lives be a testament to God's love. Putting God over everything also means cultivating a spirit of contentment and gratitude. Instead of constantly chasing after more, we learn to be satisfied with God's provision. In Philippians 4, verse 11, Paul shares, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." This contentment frees us from the endless pursuit of worldly satisfaction. Also, a God-centered life is one of hope and expectation. We live with the assurance that God is working all things for our good and His glory. Romans 8, verse 28 reminds us, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." This hope gives us the strength to persevere through any challenge. My dear friends, as we commit to putting God over everything, we'll discover a life of purpose, joy, and fulfillment beyond anything we could imagine. Let's embrace this journey together supporting and encouraging one another as we strive to keep God at the center of our lives. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, I come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving and praise. Your majesty fills the universe, yet you draw near to those who seek you. I stand in wonder at your infinite wisdom and boundless love. Lord, you are the source of all life, the giver of every good and perfect gift. I thank you for your unfailing presence in my life, guiding me through every season. Thank you for your word that illuminates my path and your spirit that empowers me to follow you. Merciful Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins and shortcomings. Forgive me for the times I've placed other things above you. I repent of my self-reliance and the moments I've sought fulfillment in worldly pursuits. As you forgive me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all bitterness and resentment. Lord Jesus, help me to truly put you over everything in my life. Transform my priorities, aligning them with your perfect will. Grant me the wisdom to recognize distractions that pull me away from you. Give me the strength to resist temptations and the courage to make difficult choices that honor you. I declare that my life is centered on God alone. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of distraction and worldliness. I bind the forces of confusion and compromise that seek to derail my spiritual journey. Father, I pray for a deeper hunger for your presence and your word. Ignite in me a passion for prayer and intimate communion with you. Help me to see opportunities to worship you in every aspect of my daily life. Lord, I ask for your divine protection over my mind, body, and spirit. Shield me from the attacks of the enemy and the negative influences of this world. Surround me with your hedge of protection, keeping me safe in your loving embrace. Heavenly Father, I pray for healing in every area of my life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Touch me with your healing power, restoring what is broken and renewing my strength. I declare by faith that your healing virtue is flowing through me right now. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you, asking that you bless them as you've blessed me. Protect them, guide them, and draw them closer to you each day. May they too experience the joy of putting you first in their lives. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, Lord, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for one another and for your will to be done in our lives. Unite us in our commitment to prioritize you above all else. Empower us with your Holy Spirit to live lives that glorify you in every way. We declare victory over every obstacle that stands in the way of our devotion to you. We claim the blessings of peace, joy, and purpose that come from a God-centered life. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you. In the name of Jesus. you can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.